It's time for the Coach's Corner Show with your host, winner of six Section 5 titles, Coach Wayne Carroll. Now, here's Joel Orien and Coach Wayne Carroll.
The Coach's Corner Show is brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing, offering complete hearing evaluation, hearing loss rehabilitation, education, and counseling. Dr. Susan Narby, caring, professional, trusted. Experience the best in hearing healthcare. Located on Route 54 in Bath. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Bath Haverling Rams in his 25th season at Haverling, 30th overall with a career record of 172 and 93. It's head coach Wayne Carroll. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
It's nice to be here.
Your ball club coming off its first league loss since week 5 of the 2013 season as you fell last week at Maple City Park 22-20 on essentially the last play of the game. Your thoughts, Coach, on your team's performance last week against Hornell?
Well, I felt that it was a sectional atmosphere. I'm not sure exactly how many people were there, but, you know, looking at the crowd and, you know, I told our guys to stop before the game, just look around and look around and see this atmosphere that, you know, we have created. You know, there was like 2,500 people there to watch a high school football game. I thought that was pretty amazing that that kind of atmosphere could be drummed up from two high school teams playing a high school sport. I thought that was pretty outstanding, and I wanted the kids to cherish that moment because we might not have that kind of atmosphere again. It was just like a sectional game, but, you know, it was a regular season game, and what an atmosphere of high school athletics.
Last week in the Coach's Corner, you told me how proud you were of your football team making it to the number one ranking in Class C in all of New York State with the adversity your football team had faced from last year to this year. 32 players were on the 15 team that are not on the 16 team. You go in the last week facing adversity again, hostile environment, a tough place to play on the turf at Maple City Park. One of your star players on both sides of the ball, Tyler Finch, not at 100%. Three turnovers in the game. All three turnovers lead to points for the Hornell Red Raiders. Once again, Coach, your team faced a lot of adversity, but they never gave up till the very end. You have to be proud of how your ball club once again faced adversity, even though they came up on the short end of the stick last week.
Right. Those turnovers really killed us. But the best thing is that, you know, we only started three seniors on defense. We started two freshmen and a couple sophomores. So that tells me that we're going to be a pretty tough football team in the future. And as soon as these kids pay their dues a little bit, our freshmen and sophomores, and, you know, we have a good mix of kids right now, we're going to get better. You know, this is only the third week. By that last couple of weeks, we're going to be a lot tougher on defense, and I'm excited about that.
Interesting that your 15-game league winning streak started with the Hornell Red Raiders in week 7 of the 2013 season. It ends week 3 against the Hornell Red Raiders. Coach, you were going for your fourth win in a row over the Hornell Red Raiders, which had never happened, and going for your second straight win at Maple City Park. And it was close. It looks to me like the Hornell Red Raiders are back.
Right. It was only going to be a matter of time. I mean, you know, we beat them 3 years in a row. You know, that had to be eaten at them. This was the year that they're supposed to be good, and next year they're supposed to be really good. So, I mean, these 2 years right here are really big for Hornell football, and I really, really believe that they're going to be right there to win the B's. And so we went toe-to-toe with a B finalist, and, you know, they're going to be highly ranked in the state, so that tells me something good about our football team. You know, if they're, you know, high in the state and they're right there to win our league, we're not too far behind them.
I know going into the game you were concerned about Hornell's playmaker, Jake Henby. He led them in rushing and in receiving. You really shut him down. He only had 9 carries for 12 yards. Jake Robinson, however, their fullback, carried the ball 9 times for 90 yards. However, you guys still have not given up a 100-yard individual rusher yet this season. You really did a great job of clamping down on Henby Friday night, Coach.
Right. Henby was leading them in receiving and rushing, so we did a good job on him. We just couldn't get a nose guard to take care of the dive back, the fullback. And, you know, if somebody could have taken care of that dive back, that could have been a lot better for our defense. We just we left him alone a little bit. We were trying to stop the outside. I mean, their option game is one of the best around running the option. So that kind of you know, on our minds too. But we, you know, we couldn't take everything away, but we just, you know, we tried to take a few things away. And, you know, unfortunately for us, the turnovers just kind of ate away at us.
Let's talk about our DJ's Flamingo player of the game. It's senior Jake Taggart, number 22. He led you guys from his linebacker position with 8 tackles. From his tight end position, 3 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. You could tell the senior wanted to beat his Route 17 rival one more time and go undefeated against the Hornell Red Raiders in his varsity career. Talk to me about Jake Taggart's performance on Friday night.
Well, the problem is his parents. They didn't have triplets. Because if they'd had triplets, I'd have been fine. But I needed him at defensive end. I needed him at linebacker, and I needed him in the secondary. But unfortunately, I'm blaming the parents, right? Because I needed 3 Jake Taggarts out there against Hornell because, you know, he had a great game, but we just didn't have enough Jake Taggart effort on the field. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. He had a great game, but some other people just didn't have the game that we needed to beat Hornell.
After the game, you had your team gathered for a long time in the end zone. Put us in the huddle. What were you telling your ball club?
The first thing I told them, I said, well, the first thing is I want you up at 10 o'clock sharp because we got to get ready for Cal Mum. In high school football, you can't dwell on the past because the games are very few. Tonight is our halfway point in the season. So, I mean, this is a big one for us. So we have to, you know, focus on the next. I mean, you know, we know we had guys made mistakes. We know we had guys that turned the ball over. We know we got some penalties that we shouldn't deserve, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's not like you can protest it. All you can do is get to a bigger stage, and then more people see that, you know, you're getting hosed, and, you know, something might be done about it. But until then, you just take one game at a time, and, you know, I just told our kids, we got to get to a bigger stage, because when you get to a big stage, then people say, wait a minute. Now, that wasn't the best officiating I saw, you know, and, you know, they made some mistakes, but, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Sure.
You know, I make mistakes, kids make mistakes all the time, and the officials made a few mistakes sort of with the clock towards the end of the game and gave them a chance to win, and unfortunately, we just couldn't make a play to not let them win.
The Coach's Corner Show is being brought to you by Southern Tier Hearing and Dr. Susan Narby, located on Route 54 in Bath. What was the message you tried to get across to your ball club this week in practice about your opponent here tonight, the Caledonia Mumford Byron Burgeon Red Raiders? What message you hope got through to them and they heard this week in practice about your opponent here tonight?
Well, the biggest thing I wanted to make sure they know is Cal Mum is a very strong, traditionally tough football program. They have 4 titles, state titles, to back that up. Now, you don't win 4 state titles in football being a soft, cream puff, patty cake program. That is one tough football program, and they're going to come into our place with a lot of pride, and we're going to have to play a whole town, sort of like when you play Leroy. Everybody plays football in that town. It's just the way it is because their father played, and their father played, and their father played, and that's just the way it is in that town. And a lot of people move into Cal Mum and a Leroy just to move in to play for that kind of tradition, which, you know, they've been playing football since like 1922, so they have long tradition of football, high school football, and good football. So I wanted to make sure that our kids knew what they're up against, but it's just tradition that we're the biggest thing we have to defeat tonight is a school that's got a lot of pride and a whole lot of tradition. You know, that's not going to be easy for us.
The Red Raiders are 1-2. I know you've done your homework. What jumped off the screen at you watching tape on Cal Mum?
Well, they have the best football player in the league on their team. That's number 43, Geyer. He runs the ball harder than anybody we've seen. On defense, he hits harder than anybody we've seen. If you're a blocker in his way, he removes you. And he is a sound tackler. He had 20 tackles versus Hornell. A lot of people don't realize that. But when you make 20 tackles in one game, that's like playing 2 high school football games in one night. Usually a good night is get double-digit tackles, you know, 10, 11. He had 20. And his counterpart, number 42, had 11.
Whoa.
So as a pair, they're probably 2 of the best tandem side-by-side linebackers in the league to combine for 31 tackles, just 2 players. That's pretty impressive for a high school kid.
While the Blackshirt defense has given up 20 points per game this year, you've been pretty stout against the run game. You've not given up a 100-yard performance by any running back this year. It sounds to me like Cal Mum likes to run the football. They're a power team. However, do you think they will try to throw the football more here tonight after seeing the success Leroy and Hornell has had this season on the black shirt defense?
If you watched all three games of Cal Mum, which I have, they're pretty balanced attack. When they have to throw, they can throw. They have two quarterbacks. One is number 12. He's a 6'2" kid. And he can sling it. Then they have a number two guy. They bring in a junior, and then he runs the options and the zone read. They can do anything they want. It just depends on what they feel like doing. Against Hornell, they threw the ball very effective. Against Danville, they ran over them. They can do anything they want. They're a good football team. We're playing Cal Mum, but they look and they play just like an HFL team. Very balanced, very well coached, and very hard-nosed.
You mentioned the football tradition at Cal Mum. It continues. Their new head coach this year is a 1977 graduate of Cal Mum. He also played football for the Red Raiders. You certainly know him well from his days at HFL. You get to face him again. It's Coach Bill Donegan. You excited to see Coach Donegan tonight?
Well, the best part was when he left HFL and I didn't have to coach against him anymore because this man knows football. He is not going to get out-coached. He's smart. If the teams are close, you know, he is going to have the edge because he's just an excellent, excellent coach. He knows what he's doing. He'll have answers for our weapons, and you're not gonna surprise this guy. He's a veteran coach, and I enjoy talking to him, but not coaching against him because he's so good.
Well, I could see why in your head-to-head matchups between 1998 and 2007, you were 3-6 against Bill Donegan's HFL club, one of the very few coaches you have a sub-500 record against. And this is a big game tonight, Coach. As you mentioned, right now you're seated 4th in sectional points. Top four teams get a first round home game. It'd be great to see the seniors get one more game on this grass surface before it's retired for the turf. And a win here tonight would go a long ways to keeping you guys in the top four.
Right. And it's very important. And I told our seniors the same thing yesterday. I brought out 5 seniors that have been with me the longest. And I said, listen, this is not my senior year. This is your team. And we need this game. Either we're going to win and we're going to move into 3rd place in the LCAA, which would be important. But if we lose, you know, I really don't think that losing is an option. We have to get this victory somehow, some way, and it's not going to be easy because they're a little bigger than us, they're probably a little faster than us, and they hit a little bit harder. So those are all qualities that make a good football team, so we got our hands full tonight.
Coach, best of luck, and if tonight's game is another slobber knocker like last week's game, I'm sure when we talk in the coach's corner next week, you'll have a few more gray hairs. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, head coach Wayne Carroll. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff pregame show on Rams Radio 98.3 WVIN.